Basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And giving welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got the C29 sub-district championship game as Hastings St. Cecilia gets set to take on Donovan Trumbull. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, after a two-day delay and a late Saturday night game, we can finally get on the floor tonight.
Yeah, our kids are itching. I'm sure both teams have spent some nervous last 36 hours just kind of waiting around. You know, you see all these other games being played and listen to a game or go to a game. And this time of the year, you want to keep playing because you kind of get into a rhythm, but it won't affect either team, I don't think, any differently.
Yeah, kind of out of a routine for a Saturday playing an 8 o'clock ball game, and we got to turn around. If we win tonight, we got to play in the district championship game on Monday. It's gonna be a quick turnaround.
Yeah, it is. I guess you don't really worry about that. That's the biggest thing, and really take care of business tonight. And you know, the delay was there for everybody, and yes, we would have definitely liked to played Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, you know, but we had to because of the accommodations here at St. Sandy Creek, you know, with the tournament going on all day. And you know, kids will be kids, and they'll be fine once they get out there on the floor.
No chance at a wild card this year. It's a win or go home.
Yeah, I know. And that's, you know, to me, that's okay. I think kids got to, you know, really be in a situation where you put challenges onto them. And this is a life-building experience. You know, it's a tough situation for both squads. I think, you know, Donovan is up there, but they're not quite close enough, you know, with a loss. And you know, we're right there where I would feel that, you know, we're playing our pretty good basketball right now. And that's what you want to do. And, you know, you see a lot of goofy scores and you kind of wonder what happens this time of the year when you see some of those scores. But, you know, the pressure of the moment is there, and this will be a great experience for our kids.
We saw Donovan Trumbull way back at the beginning of the season. I think the third game of the season, beat him 44-31. But obviously both teams have changed since then.
Yeah, we have. And you know, we kind of surprised them that night coming out all 2-3 zone. They weren't prepared for it, I don't think. I think they, you know, the first time you see that zone and that you're that athletic and stuff, you end up, you know, maybe not making some decisions. And they've seen all zone all year. So they've got a lot of different schemes they do against a zone now. And that'll be something that we'll have to counter too.
First round in this tournament, had an easy time with Blue Hill and playing pretty well the other night.
Yeah, I thought we came out of the gates really well. And you know, I thought our seniors did a great job of leading us. And that's what you want to see this time of the year. You know, they're all up around double digits. And Joel Groffel led the way with a great rebounding night. So you look towards them this time of the year, you know. And I thought our role players, I thought our depth was key the other night. I think we went 9 deep and every kid contributed in a great way.
Chris Hartford, 16 points. He really maintained the inside game for you.
Yeah, and Chris is going to have to do that. You know, he's really our only big defensively where we can match the other team, and that's something that Donovan has 3 of, you know, that's something he's going to have to stay on the floor and play a lot of minutes tonight. And we've talked to, you know, him about that, and our game plan is to keep him on the floor. As long as he's not in foul trouble, he'll be out there.
Obviously, Donovan Trumbull with a lot of weapons offensively, we got to be concerned with right off the bat.
Yeah, they do. They're probably as athletic a team in the area. And then they got some bigs, too. Like I said, they go 3 kids that are 6'4", 6'5". And you look at, you know, the matchups and matching up. Not many teams match up with them man-to-man because of their guards' quickness and strength. And not many people match up with them inside because of their inside strength. So here we are. You know, we're going to do a lot of switching of defenses and try to keep them off balance.
We'll come back and talk a bit more about Donovan Trumbull as our pregame show continues after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Back with St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher. His Blue Hawks in Sandy Creek tonight as they get sent to take on Donovan Trumbull in the C9 Sub-District 9 championship ball game. Donovan Trumbull, when we play these guys, Jordan Slough is one kid that comes to mind right off the bat.
Yeah, he is. I think he's their catalyst. He keeps them, you know, he gets everything set for them, and he can create shots for other people, and he also has been doing a great job of scoring, and that's the leadership you look for out of a kid like him, and we've got to slow him down somehow. We've got to make sure the ball isn't in his hands as much as he wants, and we got to force him into his left hand a lot, and hopefully, you know, sometimes they're foul prone, and he's a really aggressive kid, and you know, hopefully we can maybe take it to the rim on him a little bit, maybe get a foul or two, maybe to back him off a little bit. But you're right, Jordan Slough, I think, is the key, one of the keys to their team.
Creighton Burr is a kid that's averaging 12 points, 8 rebounds per game. He was kind of banged up the other night, did not play for about three quarters of that ball game. Do we test him early to see how he's coming around?
Well, we definitely got to be, you know, going right at him. You know, I know a sprained ankle can be, you know, 1-2 days, or it could be 1-2 weeks, you know, those things, you know, but Creighton's a great competitor. I think he's probably one of the best players in our class, C2. He's on a very balanced team, so his numbers aren't gigantic, but you know, what he does for their basketball team, and they move him all over. They put him at the high post, they put him on the wing, they can put him in the low post, and we're definitely going to have to take, you know, some shots and see if we can go right at his feet and as far as moving him and see if he'll, you know, be able to guard anybody. And I'm sure if he's out there, he's probably going to be pretty strong.
Ian Askew the other night threw down 5 3-pointers for Donovan Trumbull, 2 from the outside, maybe something that a lot of people didn't expect.
Yeah, he's kind of been the guy that everybody knows that he's going to, you know, knock down 3 points here and there. Usually I've seen him most nights hit 3, and they give him that opportunity because of the fact you're so concerned with their inside game. And they set him up for some shots, and he's a confident shooter out there. And that's one thing we've got to do, is just try to make his touches quick. We can't let him set his feet, because that's when he's pretty deadly.
Again, this is a team that looks like it's got a lot of holes to plug as far as they're stopping the dam tonight. How do we stop this team?
Well, we've got to do a good job. We can't give them anything easy. You know, they're a fast up and down the floor type team. They want to play, you know, conversion basketball, and we've got to do a great job of getting our guys back on defense and being organized and picking up cutters and keeping the ball. And then we've got to do a great job of rebounding. They beat people on the boards because of their strength and size, and those are the two main keys. And then I think just mainly contesting shots. They're not what I would consider a great shooting team, but they're streaky. And if you allow them to get into kind of a rhythm with their running game, and then they're feeding the post and getting an easy basket here and there, or kicking it out to Askew for a three, that's what type of team they are. They're just a very, very well-balanced basketball team, and you got to take them out of their rhythm by, you know, trying to switch up defenses, which we will a lot, and getting our guys back on defense.
They want to play an up-tempo style of game. Is that the type of game that we want tonight?
Well, I mean, to be real honest, we want to move the ball up and down the floor, too. 5-on-5 defensively, they're big. We're going to have to challenge them. And one thing I've talked to our kids about is we cannot, you know, be a passive offensive team. We've got to go right at them. And if you can do that, your aggressive mindset on the offensive end, I think we can get some stuff offensively. But if we're passive and their athleticism overwhelms us, then we're going to turn the ball over, and it's going to turn into easy conversion baskets for them. So we got to do a great job of just being aggressive on the offensive end.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armor Coatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armor Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armor Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got the C29 sub-district championship ball game. It is Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull here tonight. The winner moves on to the district championship game on Monday as they will play Summit Valley at Gibbon High School. The loser is finished for the season. Either one of these teams have a good chance of qualifying via the wild card route in Class C2. So it's winner go home here tonight for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia and the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 10 wins, 13 losses on the season. Donovan Trumbull is 16-6. Blue Hill was the victim on Tuesday night. The Hastings St. Cecilia losing by the score of 66-31. Donovan Trumbull beat Superior in the opening round of this tournament by the score of 57-15. We're going to have a jammed house here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. This is a rematch from earlier in the season. In fact, the third game of the season in which Hastings St. Cecilia beat Donovan Trumbull by the score of 44-31. And now we're going to have the playing of the national anthem as we get set to go for basketball tonight. Again, a jammed house here at Sandy Creek as we get set for St. Cecilia and Sandy Creek, the C29 sub-district championship ball game here tonight on 1230 KHS. Quick check of the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings Fine Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Fine Points Bank is the better bank. For Donovan Trumbull, Ian Askey, Creighton Burr, Lorenzo Williams, Jordan Slough, and Grady Cook. For Hastings St. Cecilia, it'll be Jamison Esch, also Joel Graffel, Cesar Tino, Alex Sheehy, and Christopher Hartford in the ball game here tonight for the Hawks. Your signing lineup is brought to you by Hastings Fine Points Bank. Three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Fine Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia dressed in their blue road uniforms here tonight. Donovan Trumbull in their homestanding whites. Donovan Trumbull is the number one seed here in the C29 sub-district basketball tournament. And it'll be Donovan Trumbull controlling the opening tip. They'll shoot to our basket here to our left. As we view it here from Sandy Creek High School, again, a great crowd on hand. St. Cecilia is going to start off with a zone defense tonight. They're going to switch defenses throughout the night. Here's a lob pass inside. A shot's up and in. A field goal there by Grady Cook is in there for Donovan Trumbull, and the Cardinals go out on top by a score of 2-0. They're in the ball game. We played about 30 seconds in the ball game. Hawks come back quickly with the basketball. With it out there for St. Cecilia is going to be Ash. He lobs it inside to Hartford, right side of the basket, powering down the baseline. A shot off the window. Good. Hartford had 16 points the other night against Blue Hill in the opening round of this tournament. 2-2 is the score now. We're tied up. We played about 45 seconds in the ball game. There comes Donovan Trumbull back with the ball again. He fielded inside. It's going to be knocked loose from Cook, and it's picked up here by Hartford. A first turnover of the ball game on Donovan Trumbull. Here's Cesar Tino with the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia. Gets it to Sheehy. Comes out into three-point territory. Goes over on the left side now. That's going to be Joel Groffel. Out to Cesar Tino. Out to Sheehy for three. Good. Alex Sheehy knocks one down from the top of the key, and it's a 5-2 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead with 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Sandy Creek High School. Out on top is going to be Lorenzo Williams now for Donovan Trumbull to Jordan Slough. Out to Williams, top of the key. St. Cecilia is still in a zone defense here in this first quarter. Here's Ian Askey. Askey takes it down in the baseline to Bird, drives the baseline. Jump pass goes down in the corner. Lorenzo Williams out on top to Slough. His shot for three is good. Jordan Slough knocks down a three ball from the top of the key, and we're tied up at 5 points apiece here early in the basketball game. Here comes Esch back with the ball down the near sideline. Esch takes it all into the baseline. His pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Askey. That's the first turnover. Now a steal in backcourt by Esch. A turnover on Donovan Trumbull. That's his second one here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia gets the ball back. Alex Sheehy with the ball goes over to Cesar Tino on the right wing. Donovan Trumbull is in a man-to-man defense. Tino spins right side of the lane. Comes out on top. Hartford. Now to Tino. Tino looking to drive. Can't do it. Now to Esch out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Hartford, he's double-team. Hartford is going to be tied up in the play. And now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. Hartford spun toward the basket and ran into a couple of Donovan Trumbull defenders right there. A jump ball is called, and St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come out here to Sheehy. Comes across the top, now to Groffel. Far side, Cesar Tino bombs away for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes up over the glass out of play, and Donovan Trumbull comes back the other way. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Sandy Creek Gym here this evening. A jammed house. C29 sub-district championship on the line. The winner plays on Monday night in the district championship ball game against Southern Valley at Gibbon High School. Here's Donovan Trumbull with the ball as they attack now. Their offensive end. Dribbling with it. It's going to be Lorenzo Williams. Comes out to Slough. Now Lorenzo Williams out to Slough. Top of the key. Swings it over here to Ian Askey, who had 5 three-pointers the other night. The Slough entry pass. They get it to Cook. Back outside to Burr. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Groffel of St. Cecilia. Now to Ash on the near sideline. Cesar Tino. Cesar with the ball. Dribbles to the top of the three-point circle. Out to Joel Groffel. Comes across the top now. Sheehy holds the ball. Returns it back down in the corner. Groffel fakes. Now drives the baseline. His little five-footer is up there. It's around the rim and down. Groffel hits the field goal for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks are out on top now by a score of 7-5 here in the ball game. 4:45 to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back with the ball. Slough has got it. Now to Burr on the far sideline. Burr comes back out to Slough. Top of the key. Dribble penetration. Takes it to the free throw line. Over here on the right side, down to Burr, down here on the baseline. They get it to Askey. Entry pass will be deflected away from Cook, and the ball's going to be brought down here by Hartford. Gets the ball to Groffel. Second turnover, a third turnover on Donovan Trumbull so far in the ball game. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Cesar Tino, top of the key. Throws it over on the far sideline. Groffel has got it back out to Tino. Man-to-man defense here for Donovan Trumbull. There's Sheehy with the ball to Groffel. Now down in the corner, three-pointers thrown up there. It is no good by Esch, an air ball. And the ball is brought down on the weak side by Slough. Coming back the other way, 1-on-2. Slough underneath the basket, a reverse layup is up there, no good. Rebound, Cook, follow shot, no good, and he's fouling the play. Hartford picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first, the first team foul on Hastings St. Cecilia. We didn't mention this before the ball game. Creighton Burr, he went down with a sprained ankle in that ball game on Tuesday against Superior. In fact, he was injured early in that one after scoring 7 quick points. Looks like Burr is back out there and running pretty close to 100% here tonight. Maybe the 2 extra days really helped him here, as this was supposed to be played on Thursday night, but because of the snowstorm, we are not playing until Saturday. Grady Cook throws up the first free throw. It is good. He's got 3 points in the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. 7-6 is the score. St. Cecilia's got a 1-point lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and down. So a couple of free throws for Cook. Donovan Trumbull, 16-6 on the season. They have won 5 games in a row. Hastings St. Cecilia has won 2 games in a row. The Hawks are sitting at 10-13 on the season. We are tied up at 7 points apiece here in the first quarter, 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Back with the ball for St. Cecilia is going to be Esch, now to Cesar Tino. Tino, two-handed pass comes over here on the right side. Brooks Asher into the ball game now, brings it back out to Tino. Tino drives toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Back the other way. That's Slough with the ball. Slough gets it inside. Driving layup is up there and in. Blake Treat gets the driving layup there and the assist from Jordan Slough. And now it's a 9-7 ball game. Donovan Trumbull goes out on top by a couple of points here. St. Cecilia with the ball. Driving underneath the basket. Back outside, Cannon Howell. He throws up a three-pointer. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Asher, out to Cesar Tino. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. Kicks her back out here to Esch at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's off of the left side, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Riley Wiltfong, who's into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. Down to Slough, deep in the corner, wide open, three-pointer, good. Lorenzo Williams knocks down a three ball, and it's a 12-7 ball game now, as Donovan Trumbull has scored the last 7 points here in the contest. Down to 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the ball game. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Donovan Trumbull has scored 7 straight points here in the ball game after this one was tied at 7 points apiece. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Donovan Trumbull 12, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 12-7 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead here over St. Cecilia. Caesar Tino with the ball. Now to Esch. Drives the baseline toward the goal. Throws it back out here. Here's Asher. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. That's Grady Cook with the ball as he runs her back the other way. Now to Slough. Hustling into the forecourt. Down the right side of the lane. Slough down in the corner. Wilfong drives, and he's going to be out of bounds. Riley Wilfong driving underneath the basket there. He steps out of bounds underneath the Donovan Trumbull basket. Into the ball game now is going to be Groffel. Here comes Sheehy back into the ball game. It's going to be Ash and Tino coming to the bench. 2:16 to play first quarter. 12-7 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Brooks Asher comes back with the basketball now for Hastings St. Cecilia. He goes over here on the wing to Sheehy. Down in the baseline to Howell. Howell puts his back to the basket. Throws it out here to Sheehy. Sheehy on the wing on the right side, dribbling with the ball. Now to Groffel down the right side of the lane. His shot off of the window is no good. Down for the rebound. Hartford had it. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Donovan Trumbull basketball. Hartford had his hands on it there and lost it out of bounds. So Donovan Trumbull comes back the other way. They've scored the last 7 points here in the ballgame. Just by the two-minute mark here in the first quarter of play from a jammed house at Sandy Creek tonight. And now St. Cecilia attacking out here at the 10-second line. There's a pass deflected into the backcourt, but it's picked up here. With the basketball is Lorenzo Williams. Williams being attacked by Asher of St. Cecilia's defense. There's Lorenzo Williams. Cross-court pass goes over to Slough on the wing on the left side. Top of the key, that's going to be Riley Wilfong. Over to Slough. Free throw line extended left side. Now Lorenzo Williams out here between the circles. Down to Slough again, dribbling with the ball. Down to a minute and 24 seconds to play. Wilfong has got it here on the near sideline. Back out to Jordan Slough. He dribbles once, goes over in the wing and the left side. With the ball over there is Lorenzo Williams. Cross-court pass comes over to Wilfong. Donovan Trumbull very patient against the St. Cecilia zone defense here in this first quarter of play. There's Wilfong down the near sideline. Brings it back out into 3 points here. It's way. Slough has got the ball. Jordan Slough at the top of the key. Bounce pass over in the wing to the left side to Wilfong. Back out to Slough. Now to Lorenzo Williams. Entry pass to get it inside to Treat. Which shot is up and in. Blake Treat scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. 14-7 is the score now. Donovan Trumbull out on top. They've scored the last 7 points in the contest, or rather the last 9 points now in the contest. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball under offensive end. Sheehy goes over to Howell. Free throw line extended left side. Cannon Howell holds it. Bounce pass goes down low to Hartford. He's double teamed. Trying to work the baseline. Gets away with a traveling call. And he loses the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. And it's going to be a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their second one of the ballgame. Donovan Trumbull has scored the last 9 points here in the ballgame. It was 7-5 in favor of St. Cecilia. It's now 14-7 in favor of Donovan Trumbull. It's been a while since the Hawks have scored. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their second one of the ballgame. And now Donovan Trumbull comes back. Probably will play for the final shot here of this first quarter. It's a 14-7 ballgame in favor of the Cardinals. And Jordan Slough will just dribble the ball out here in the 3 point territory. Jordan Slough out here in 3 point territory against Ash. Now Cesartino picks him up on the switch. Jordan Slough has still got the ball. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Slough pulls up, throws it down in the corner. Askey long range jumper is up there, no good. Tip try is up there, is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. 1 quarter in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball, the C29 Sub District Championship game. The score is Donovan Trumbull 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
All right, back here in the second quarter, 14-7 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in the C2-9 final here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. Donovan Trumbull with the opening possession here of quarter number two. That's going to be a slough out here in three-point territory. Gets it to Ian Askey. This slough, top of the key, dribble penetration, throws it down here in the corner. Lorenzo Williams. Williams down to Askey, back out to Slough, top of the key, entry pass deflected away and is picked up here by Caesar Tino. Turnover number four on Donovan Trumbull. Tino has got the ball now for the Hawks. Caesar Tino into the forecourt, goes over to Esch for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Bottom for the rebound. It is a whistle down there. And now what do we have? We got the ball going out of bounds officially. It went up and hit the top of the glass down there. And it's out of bounds. So playing the ball in for Sandy Creek. It's going to be Slough as he brings it back the other way. Sandy Creek has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Slough has got it here on the near sideline. Jordan Slough pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Throws it out here to Lorenzo Williams. Back to Slough here on the right wing. Bounce pass comes back out. Top of the key. Lorenzo Williams. The Askey moves it down to the baseline to Creighton Burr. Skip pass comes out to Slough for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Williams. Lorenzo Williams keeps it alive for Donovan Trumbull. Moves it over to Creighton Burr. Back out to Williams. Comes across the top. That's Slough with the ball. 14-7 is the score. It is Sandy Creek, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals with a 7-point lead. Lorenzo Williams has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Dribble penetration. Jump pass goes down into base. Goes to Grady Cook. Donovan Trumbull very patient here against the St. Cecilia zone defense. Out on top is Jordan Slough. Moves it over in the wing again to Lorenzo Williams. Lorenzo Williams dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass inside is going to be deflected away from Byrne. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. Turnover number five in the ball game for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Here's Caesar Tino from the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan. And now we got a foul called. A foul here we go in St. Cecilia. Boy, it's been a long, long time since the Hawks have put one down through the hole. We're down to 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play. In the second quarter, it's 14-7. St. Cecilia led at 1.7-5 in the first quarter. Last personal foul went on Thomas Skoke. That's going to be his first team foul, number two on the Blue Hawks. Donovan Trumbull has yet to commit a personal foul here in this first half. Here's Askey with the ball. Askey comes out here to Grady Cook down in the right corner. That's going to be Jordan Slough with the ball. Out on top to Lorenzo Williams. Williams holds it down to Slough again here on the near side. Jordan Slough dribbling with the ball, picked up out there by Tino. St. Cecilia still hunkered down into the zone defense. Lorenzo Williams back on the top to Askey. Down to Slough, dribbles inside the free throw circle. Can't do anything, circles back around. Slough in the lane, kicks it out, top of the key. Askey for three. Shot is up there, no good. The ball tapped out, it's picked up by Hartford. Chris Hartford has got it for St. Cecilia to the near sideline. Here come the Hawks now. On the dribble is going to be Joel Groffel. Takes it inside the three-point ring. And now he's called for the traveling violation. An enforced error out there on Joel Groffel. That's going to be turnover number three on St. Cecilia. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. 14-7 is the score. Facing St. Cecilia trailing in the ballgame. Here comes Blake Treat back into the ballgame for Donovan Trumbull, replacing Grady Cook. So coming back with the ball is going to be Jordan Slough. Slough moves it over in the wing on the left side to Askey. Skip pass comes out here again to Lorenzo Williams back down in the corner. Burr for three. Shot good. Creighton Burr hits a three ball from deep in the left corner. Donovan Trumbull is out to a 10-point lead now. 17-7. 5 minutes to play here in quarter number two from Sandy Creek tonight. Here's a pass inside. It's going to go to Ash. His shot from right in front of the basket is going to be no good. St. Cecilia cannot buy a basket, and the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Here's Slough running back the other way for the Cardinals. Comes into the offensive zone. Stomps, comes out on top. Three-pointer by Burrs up there, no good from the top of the key. Rebound comes down here to Sheehy. Alex Sheehy coming back with the basketball for St. Cecilia. Sees that Tino has got it on the wing on the right side. Tino holds it high above his head. Top of the key, now to Esch, over to Sheehy for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Burr, down to Slough. Jordan Slough runs her back the other way for Donovan Trumbull. It's a 10-point lead for the Cardinals at 17-7. Jordan Slough, two-handed pass, comes to Lorenzo Williams here on the near sideline. Lorenzo Williams still working against this zone. Throws it out on top. That's Slough with the ball. Down to Lorenzo. Here on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass comes out on top again. That's going to be Slough with the ball. Lorenzo Williams. Lorenzo Williams getting away, dribbles inside. The ball's going to be tipped away, trying to get the ball down on the baseline to Treat. The ball tipped away, and it's picked up here by Hartford. Turnover number six in the ball game on the Donovan Trumbull. And now Kevin Asher again wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. Boy, Donovan Trumbull is on a 12-0 run right now over Hastings St. Cecilia. And it's been a while since the Hawks have scored. 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Donovan Trumbull, 17. Hastings St. Cecilia, 7.
Val and Jolsey, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Drive effortlessly through the snow with a 2007 Kia Sorento 4x4. Has plenty of power with a V6 and only 70,000 miles. Books for $15,100. Yours for $12,975 cash. Check out this great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska basketball team, the men's team, picking up a big win today over Iowa, 64-60. Dylan Talley hit a three-pointer with 9.2 seconds to left to break a 60-60 tie. Huskers went on to win 64-60 over the Hawkeyes today. Talley ended up with a team-high 18 points in the ball game. The Huskers now 13-14 in the season. They're now 4-10 in the Big Ten Conference. 17-7 is the score here. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead in the C2-9 sub-district final here tonight at Sandy Creek. Here's St. Cecilia, a long three-pointer from the corner. It's going to be good. That's going to be Sheehy knocking it down from the right corner. That brings a long scoring drop there for the Hawks. And now it's a seven-point ball game, 17-10. Here's Slough in the lane. He's double-teamed. Slough throws it to the far sideline. With the ball over there is going to be Grady Cook, who's back into the ball game. Well, that's Wilfong. Wilfong throws it over here on the wing on the right side. The ball is Nathaniel Armand, who's into the ball game now. Nathaniel Armand. High right side, looking to penetrate inside there against Esch. Can't do it. A pass inside is going to be off of the fingertips of Cook. That's taken down there by Hartford. Turnover number seven on Donovan Trumbull. Here comes Sheehy back with the ball for St. Cecilia. Sheehy out here in 3 points here. That's where he's looking to get away. Now having problems with a dribble, and it's going to be taken away. Taken away by Wilfong. That's going to be turnover number four on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. Here comes the Cardinals back the other way. Now Slough has problems with it. He's going to be hit with a personal foul. As Asher was right in his face, had the ball rolling loose out there. And finally, Slough is calling for a personal foul, trying to get it back. First foul on Jordan Slough. That's going to be team foul number one on the Cardinals here in the first half of play. 2:44 to play here in the second quarter. 17-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia down by seven. And now the Cardinals will attack here right at the 10-second line. Bringing the ball into the offensive zone is going to be Ash. Goes over to Sheehy. Right side on the wing is going to be Asher. Asher comes out to Cesar Tino. He's back into the ball game. Now to Ash for three. Shot is up there. He buries it from the top of the key. Jamison Ash knocks down a three ball there. And the Hawks have come back with a back-to-back three-pointers here. They're back into the ball game at 17-13 with 2:20 to play. High right side with the basketball there is going to be Lorenzo Williams. Entry pass to get it inside to Burr. Shot is up there and in. Nice shot by Creighton Burr falling down on the play right in front of the basket. He's got 5 points in the contest. And now it's 17. It should be 19-15. They put it up on the wrong side of the scoreboard. Dribbling down the wing is going to be Esch. Bounce pass goes down low. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They chalked it up on the wrong side of the board. Now they got it correct up there. 19-13. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. 1:55 left in the second quarter from Sandy Creek tonight. St. Cecilia plays it in. Asher out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Creighton Burr. Asher comes over here to Cesar Tino. Out to Asher, swings it left side now. Esch with the ball, lobs it inside. Hartford grabs it. Hartford puts a man in the air. Hartford goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. And Hartford going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Was fouling the play. That's only the second team foul on the Cardinals here in the first half of play. Grady Cook picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. But this will be a shooting foul as Hartford was mauled in the act of shooting. He's got 2 points so far on the field goal. His first free throw of the night is up there and in. Hartford was a big reason St. Cecilia rolled past Blue Hill the other night in the opening round of this sub-district tournament. He scored 16 points in that ball game as the Hawks blasted the Bobcats by the score of 66-31. Here comes the next one from Hartford. It's up there around the rim and down. 19-15 is the score now. Donovan Trumbull with a lead. There's a shot from the corner by Williams. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sheehy. One and done as the Blue Hawks come back the other way. Sheehy on the attack now as he brings it into the offensive zone. There's a bounce pass down low. They get it to Esch. Now to Asher from the corner. It's going to be no good on a three-pointer, but we got a rebounding foul underneath the basket. Foul here will go in St. Cecilia. A rebounding foul on the Hawks. It's going to go on Esch. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. We're down to a minute and 22 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 19-15 the score. There's Donovan Trumbull with the lead. Coming back with the basketball now for the Cardinals is going to be Slough. Goes over to Askey, out to Slough. Pass on the far sideline to Creighton Burr, out to Slough. Throws it to the near side now. That's Lorenzo Williams. Skip pass back to the left side. Askey down low. There's Burr. He can't go up with a shot. Williams has got it. Now to Slough. Dribbles down the lane. Contact made. And we got, what do we have here? We got a personal foul called. It's going to be an offensive foul on Slough. Jordan Slough is hit with an offensive charging foul as he was driving the ball in the hole. That's going to be the second foul on Slough. He comes out of the contest now for Donovan Trumbull. And coming in is going to be Lorenzo Williams again. 19-15 just by the 1 minute mark here in the second quarter. That's Esch with the ball. Esch goes over to Cesar Tino. Tino behind the screen, moves it to the right side of the lane. Here's a pass over to Hartford. Hartford, left side of the lane, takes it down on the baseline. Out to Sheehy for three. Top of the key, a shot good. Sheehy with three three-pointers here in the ball game here in the first half, and it's 19-18. St. Cecilia has battled back from a 10-point deficit. 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball down in the corner. That's going to be Askey with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside. Now they're working around the horn. Back out on top. Donovan Trumbull will be going for the final shot here in the second quarter with a one-point lead, 19-18. Far sideline, Ian Askey comes out to Burr. Now throws it to the near sideline to Williams. Back out to Burr. We're down to 9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. That's going to be a Wilt Fong with the ball. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. His pass going to be intercepted. His pass intercepted there. A shot from the half court by Esch. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So Donovan Trumbull turns it away on their final possession of the second quarter. Esch throws up a half-court shot that was sailed wide right. And that's the end of the first half of play here at Sandy Creek High School tonight. The C29 sub-district final at halftime. It is Donovan Trumbull with the lead. It's the Cardinals 19, Hastings St. Cecilia 18.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Sandy Creek High School. Where's the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals out on top of the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia to break. The score is 19-18. St. Cecilia held a 7-5 lead midway through the first quarter. They went ice cold from the field as Donovan Trumbull scored 9 straight points. They went on top by a score of 14-7. That was the first quarter scored 14-7. Donovan Trumbull then scored the first 3 points of the second quarter of play. So they had a 12-0 run to bridge the first and second quarters. And with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter, the Cardinals had a 10-point lead at 17-7. But St. Cecilia came right back, hit a couple of three balls, and eventually they're now within 1 point here at the break. 19-18 is the score, as the Cardinals scored only 5 points in that second quarter of play. They were outscored by St. Cecilia 11-5 in the second period. Scoring in the ball game so far, Alex Sheehy has knocked down 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Jamison Ash, he's got 1 three-pointer for 3. Chris Hartford has got a field goal. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Joel Groffel has got a field goal for 2. That is it. 4 players have scored for the Blue Hawks so far in this first half. Alex Sheehy with 3 three-pointers and 9 points to lead the Hawks. Donovan Trumbull, they were led in the first half by Creighton Burr. He knocks down a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points here at halftime. Grady Cook has got a field goal. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 4. Blake Treat has come out for the bench. They had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Jordan Slough has nailed a 3-pointer for 3. Lorenzo Williams also with a 3-pointer. 3 points here in the ball game for the Cardinals. Donovan Trumbull, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line in the first half. St. Cecilia, 2 out of 2. The Cardinals have turned the ball over 8 times. The Blue Hawks have 4 turnovers here in the first half of play. So 19-18 the score. It's Donovan Trumbull out on top of Easting St. Cecilia here in the C2-9 sub-district championship ball game. The winner of this one will have a quick turnaround. They'll have to play again on Monday in the district championship game. They will play Southern Valley. And that game will be held on Monday at Gibbon High School. So because of the snowstorm, things got pushed back here at Sandy Creek. And a quick turnaround, the district championship game going to be played on Monday against Southern Valley. And that will be at Gibbon High School beginning at 7 o'clock. At the second half coming up, we'll come back and get some more at halftime as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime at Sandy Creek, 19-18 the score. Donovan Trumbull has got a 1-point lead over St. Cecilia. Some scores from earlier today in various activities in the GPAC men's GPAC tournament today. It was the number 2 seed, the Dort Defenders, knocking off the number 3 seed, Midland, 69-68 today in the semifinals. And it was the number 5 seed, Morningside, upsetting the number 1 seed, Northwestern, 73-72. So on Championship Tuesday next week, it will be Morningside playing at Dort on Tuesday. on the women's side of the GPAC tournament today. The number one seed, Morningside. And the number three seed, Northwestern, beat the number two seed, Concordia, 85-83. So Northwestern will play at Morningside on Tuesday. The Nebraska men's basketball team came up. Hit a three-pointer with 9.2 seconds to play for the Huskers to break a 60-60 tie. The Huskers finally went on to win by a score of 60. Nebraska is now 13-14 in the season. They're 4-10 in the Big Ten Conference. Creighton Blue Jays today in the one of the 11 bracket busters going on throughout the nation. St. Mary's beat Creighton by a score of 74-66. In baseball today, it was Texas beating Nebraska by a score of 4-3. Girls State High School pairings will be announced for the state tournament after everything gets wrapped up here tonight. We do know that Hastings St. Cecilia will be in the Class C2 state tournament field, as will the Sutton Phillies in the preliminary findings. The preliminary brackets have St. Cecilia playing Sutton. That's at 9 o'clock next Thursday morning out at Lincoln East. But again, the official pairings will be out later on tonight. The other teams that have qualified so far in Class C2, Aquinas Catholic, also Crofton, and North Platte St. Pat's. There's one more district championship game being decided tonight in Columbus. That is North Bend Central up against Lutheran High. The C1 brackets are not yet set. Kearney Catholic is playing Ainsworth tonight at Ord. The other district champions in Class C1 for girls basketball included Lincoln Christian, also Wahoo, Fillmore Central, as they beat Sandy Creek last night 50-29, also winning Norfolk Catholic and Shadron. Class D1, the district champions, Friend, and also Emerson Hubbard. Palmer winning over Silver Lake last night 55-51. St. Mary's, Arapaho, and Sutherland, the qualifiers in Class D1. And the Class D2 qualifiers for girls basketball include Giltner and Deschler, as well as Lindsay Holy Family, Juanita Palisade, Sandhills, Thetford, and Osmond. There'll be two more wild card teams in each class moving into the state tournament field as well when the pairings are announced later on tonight. In boys basketball, the district finals are being set up for next Monday. It'll be Milford playing Adams Central. That'll be at Grand Island Northwest on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Gibbon will take on O'Neill. That game will be played at St. Paul. Sutton will play a district championship ball game on Monday night. They'll take on Johnson County Central. That game will be played at Doane College in Crete. Kennesaw is also going to be playing in the district championship ball game. That will be on Tuesday night against a winner of a sub-district tournament coming up tonight. And also in Class D2 in basketball for the boys, you've got to Giltner winning a district championship last night as they beat Axtell by a score of 42-40. 19-18 is the score here as we get ready for the second half of play here into Sandy Creek High School. So it was Donovan Trumbull with a 10-point lead in the first half, but they couldn't hold it as St. Cecilia comes back. They went a long, long time without scoring in the ball game, and now St. Cecilia will come back with the basketball. The second half is underway here at Sandy Creek High School. Here's Jamison Esch with the ball. Esch moves it over in the right side of the lane, pounds it down low to Hartford. His shot's going to be blocked down from behind, but a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on the Cardinals. A couple of defenders were there. This would go on Grady Cook. That's going to be his second. First team fouling the Cardinals here in the second half of play. Chris Hartford goes to the free throw line. The winner plays on Monday night against the Southern Valley Eagles. That game will be at Gibbon High School beginning at 7. Hartford misses the free throw. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Hartford will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is short, 2. Rebound comes down to Burr. Gets away to Slough as he runs her back into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Jordan Slough to the near sideline. They get it to Askey. Now it's to Slough. Far sideline, Lorenzo Williams. Now to Jordan Slough here at the point. Back to Lorenzo on the wing. Dribbles at the top of the three-point arc. Won't put up the shot. Lorenzo Williams, entry pass to Bird. Drops it down low. Shot up and in. Grady Cook scores on the assist from Creighton Burr. Now it's a 21-18 ball game. Donovan Trumbull has got a three-point lead. Here comes Caesar Tino back with the ball. Tino goes to Sheehy down to the baseline. That's Groffel. Throws it out here to Tino. Near side for three. Shot up there and in. Cesar Tino knocks down a three. That's his first field goal of the night. And St. Cecilia comes back to tie things up here. 21-21 with 7:05 to play in the third quarter. Here's a traveling violation out on top against Jordan Slough. Turnover number 9 in the ball game against Donovan Trumbull. So the Cardinals had a 10-point lead with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. It's 17-7. And now the Hawks have come back. They have a chance to pull ahead here for the first time in a long time. Here's Esch driving to the basket. His shot is up and in. Jamison Esch found the seam of the defense. And he takes it to the basket and scores. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 23-21. 6:44 to play. And now the St. Cecilia fans get into the ball game here at Sandy Creek High School. Entry pass to get it inside. They kick her back out here to Slough. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hartford. Chris Hartford grabs the ball. Now to Cesar Tino down the near sideline. Here come the Blue Hawks. Cesar Tino with the ball. Gets it away. Now to Sheehy. He comes across the top to Esch. His shot from the wing. Good for three. Esch nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. And now Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. Their head coach, Steve Hartman, wants to talk things over. 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 26, Donovan Trumbull 21.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Since Donovan Trumbull had that 17-7 lead and the timeout was called, St. Cecilia's outscored the Cardinals 19-4. And now St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead here in the third quarter. It is 26-21. 6:17 to play. Here comes Donovan Trumbull back with the ball. Slough goes over to Williams. Now to Slough. Moves it to the wing on the right side. St. Cecilia going back to their zone defense here has been pretty effective in this basketball game as Donovan Trumbull has been forced to be very patient with the basketball. Bounce pass comes inside. They get it in there to a Grady Cook who throws it back out here to Slough. Now to Lorenzo Williams. Williams out here in three-point territory. Dribbles once to Slough. Dribble penetration. Ten-footer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out. It goes to the far sideline. Donovan Trumbull tries to save it. They do, but it's picked up here by Esch. And he dribbles the ball out of bounds. Trying to keep it in the fair territory here. Dribbles the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. So it's going to be Donovan Trumbull coming back with the ball. 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the third. 26-21. Hawks have a 5-point lead. Here's Slough with the ball. On the wing, Ian Askey. Out to Williams. 25 feet away from the basket. Williams drives it. Now gives it up to Askey. 4-3. His shot is up there. Good. Askey hit 5 three-pointers in the ball game against Superior the other night. Knocks down his first field goal of the ball game. 26-24 is the score now. Hawks with a 2-point lead. Here comes St. Cecilia back with the ball. Esch has got it. Esch on the wing. Angles toward the basket. Drops it off inside to Hartford. Fakes. Goes up for the shot. It's up there and in. Chris Hartford battling inside. A couple of ball fakes and finally goes up and hits the second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 28-24. St. Cecilia with the lead. Jordan Slough with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Tino. Now to Williams. Back to Jordan Slough. Picked up by Caesar again. Goes to Williams. Deep in the corner. Bounce pass goes inside to Cook. Back down in the corner. That's going to be Askey with the ball out to Williams in three-point territory. Williams to the top of the key. Now dribbles it. Sends it down in the corner to Askey. Back out to Williams. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline. Slough has got it. He takes it back to the other way. Williams has got it out in three-point territory. Now to Slough. Donovan Trumbull having a tough time attacking the zone defense here tonight. Askey has got it. Outside now to Grady Cook. Now to Lorenzo Williams. 4.5 minutes to play here in the third. There's Slough with the ball. Jordan Slough comes out here to Ian Askey. Now to Slough on the wing. Pulls up, shoots a 15-footer. Shot good. Jordan Slough with 5 points in the ballgame. 28-26. Back the other way is Groffel. Shot no good, but he's going to be fouled in the play. Going up for the block was Creighton Burr. He knocks down Groffel underneath the basket, and Creighton Burr is going to be hit with a personal foul. A hard block there by Burr. That's going to be his first foul. And that's going to send Groffel to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Ralph has got 2 points in the ball game and 56% foul shooter. on the season. That's his second team foul. And Donovan Trumbull here in the second half. Ground floor to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 62% of their foul shots on the season. They are now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line here tonight. And Groffel will have one more. 28-26 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead over 7th-ranked Donovan Trumbull. Here comes the next shot by Groffel. Long look at the basket. His shot is up there and in. So it's 1 out of 2. St. Cecilia now with a 3-point lead, 29-26, as we approach the 4-minute mark here in the third quarter from Sandy Creek High School. Wilfong has got the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. Comes out here to Slough. Back to Wilfong on the far side. Free throw line extended. Wilfong back out to Slough in 3-point territory to Wilfong again, directing some traffic. Brings it back out to Slough. Swings it right side. For the basketball over there is going to be Lorenzo Williams. Out to Slough out here in 3-point territory. Dribble penetration takes it down to the baseline. Loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Hartford. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. Here's Asher with the ball. Asher down in the corner now. That's going to be Groffel. Comes out to Tino. Top of the key to Sheehy. Down to Groffel trying to drive it inside. And again, a personal foul is going to be called on Burr. Graydon Burr picks up another foul. That's going to be his second. This will be a non-shooting situation. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Burr is going to check out. Here comes Grady Cook back into the ball game now for the Cardinals. 3:29 to play. It's 29-26. We're in the third quarter. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Groffel dribbles to the top of the key. Hands away to Tino. A shot in the lane is up there and in. Cesar Tino scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game all here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 31-26 in the ball game. Wilfong comes out here to Slough. Slough dribbling with it at the top of the key. Throws it on the wing to Wilfong down in the corner. That's Askey with the ball. Now outside again to Slough. He dribbles it down the lane. Goes down in the corner. Wilfong has got it as they working around the three-point arc. Askey, bounce pass, right side of the basket. They get it down here to Blake Treat. Kicks her back out here. A three-pointer put up there by Askey. No good. Offensive rebound foul is called. Offensive rebound there by Grady Cook, and a foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia. Down low. That's going to be their first team foul here in the second half. It's going to go on Asher. Brooks Asher picks up his first. 2:50 to play in the third quarter, 31-26. Groffel comes out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Back in there for the Hawks will be Esch. Nathaniel Arma is into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. He's got the ball. High right. Arman brings it out here in the 3-point territory to Wilfong. Now right side to Jordan Slough. Slough on the wing. Trying to get away from Cesar Tino. St. Cecilia still hunkered down, and that's his zone defense here tonight. Bounce pass down low. Blake Treat has got it. Now he has it knocked away out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there for St. Cecilia was Esch. So Slough will play things in. Baseline right side underneath his own basket with 2:32 to play here in the third. Slough looking, finally gets it into the corner on the right side. That's going to be Nathaniel Armand. Lobs it into the lane. Ball mishandled, but is picked up there in the lane. The shot is up and in by Blake Treat. He picks up the errant pass, and Blake Treat just puts it down through the hole. He's got to 6 points in the ball game now and 3 field goals. 31-28. Driving down the lane is Esch. He takes it to the basket. His shot no good. Battle for the rebound. Foul called. Esch picks up the foul for St. Cecilia after he misses a shot. The second foul on Jamison Esch. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Blue Hawks here in the third quarter. Coming back into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Burr. Going out is going to be Grady Cook into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Here comes Groffel. Here comes Howell back into the ball game. We've got Sheehy and Esch coming to the bench. 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's 31-28. St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. The winner will get Southern Valley on Monday night at Gibbon High School beginning at 7. Here's Jordan Slough with the ball. High right comes across the top now as they get it over there. That's going to be Armand with the ball. Comes out on top again. Picked up there by Slough. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be good. Offensive rebound by Blake Treat. He puts it down through the hole. He's got 8 points. Here's Howell back the other way. He drives. His shot up there. No good. But he is hit with an offensive charging foul. Cannon Howell is hit with an offensive charge. That's going to be his first foul. It's 31-30 now. St. Cecilia is up by 1 point, but now Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. 1 minute and 41 seconds to play here in the third quarter from Sandy Creek High School tonight. St. Cecilia extending out that zone defense a little bit as Donovan Trumbull comes back in the offensive zone. Jordan Slough has got it over on the wing on the right side to Grady Cook. The Williams inside to Burr. Shot is up there, no good. Foul called. Burr misses a little 10-footer in the lane there. And a personal foul is called on St. Cecilia. It'll go on Tino. Tino picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. And going to the free throw line is going to be Creighton Burr. Burr so far has got 5 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, it's good. Burr is a 66% foul shooter in the season for Donovan Trumbull. That's his first free throw of the night. Donovan Trumbull is a team hitting 58% from the free throw line. Cannon Howell comes back out of the ball game. Sheehy comes back in there for the Hawks. We are tied up at 31 points apiece with a minute and 30 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Burr as he misses it. And now we're tied up at 31, and St. Cecilia's got the ball left back here. Escher's got it on the wing. Leaves it here for Cesar Tino. Top of the key. Over to Grauffel on the wing. Entry passing it inside to Hartford. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the hole. And shot good. Hartford scores as he works inside against Blake Treat. That's the third field goal of the ball game for Hartford. 33-31. Approaching 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Lorenzo Williams with the ball. Out to Slough. Dribble penetration. Moves it to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Sheehy grabs the ball. Sheehy has got an outlet pass. Him comes to Esch. He runs her back the other way to Grauffel. Back out to Esch for three. His shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Slough. Running back the other way. Jordan Slough on the break for Donovan Trumbull. His pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Grauffel. He gets it to Cesar Tino. He drives the ball. Knocked loose. It's picked up by Slough and he's out of bounds. Jordan Slough is out of bounds down here after he grabs the loose ball. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath his own basket. It's going to be Esch playing the ball in. Esch plays things in to Hartford. At the free throw line, the ball is going to be deflected away by Slough. He runs her back the other way. Slough to the basket now. He loses control. No, he loses his momentum. He's up too far underneath the basket, and he calls the timeout. He couldn't put on the brakes as soon enough there. He was underneath the basket. He calls the timeout to save the possession for Donovan Trumbull. As St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the sixth time here in the ballgame. We've got a timeout with 31 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 33, Donovan Trumbull 31.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 31 seconds to play here in the third quarter, 33-31. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top with 7th-ranked Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Riley Wolfong will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it out here to Slough in three-point territory. We'll see if the Cardinals go for the final shot here of the third, and it appears they will as they spread the floor here on the offensive end. St. Cecilia not in any hurry to attack out here. They just hunker down in this zone defense out here. They're watching the clock expire. We're down to 12 seconds to play. Slough has got the ball now with 8 seconds. Slough dribbling with it to the top of the key. Slough has still got the ball, moves to his left. Slough has still got it. Now to Williams. Williams throws up a three. His shot is up there, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books. We're headed to the finish here tonight. The fourth and final quarter in a 2-point ball game. The score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 33, Donovan Trumbull 31.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what? You say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We head to the fourth and final quarter. It's 33-31. Hastings St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Again, St. Cecilia stays in their zone defense. Ian Askey with the ball. Comes out to the top of the circle to Cook. Now down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Burr. Battle for the rebound as Lucas is brought down there by Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals have the ball. Entry pass back inside. They kick it back out to Slough, top of the key. Off to Ian Askey. Back to Slough. To Williams on the far sideline to Slough. We're in the fourth quarter, 33-31. St. Cecilia has got a two-point lead. Here's Slough with the ball. Slough trying to work with it. Now he falls down out here right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is going to be pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so that's a Donovan Trumbull turnover. Cardinals turned the ball away for the 11th time as Slough lost his footing here right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench. Fell down to the floor and a jump ball is called. So St. Cecilia comes back the other way. The Hawks have the ball. Here's Cizatino, gets away, takes it down to the baseline. He double pumps. His shot is up there, no good. Gets his own rebound. Foul shot, good. Tino has got 7 points in the ballgame, 35-31. Hawks with the lead. Creighton Burr's got it now to Lorenzo Williams on the far sideline. Lorenzo Williams dribbles the ball, nearly intercepted there by Tino, but a foul's going to be called. Tino trying to intercept the ball away there from Slough and picks up the personal foul instead. The second turnover on Tino here in the ballgame. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks. 35-31 is the score. St. Cecilia is up by 4 points. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. Down in the corner with the basketball is Williams, now to Burr. Askey's got it. Now to Slough. Free throw line extended right side. Back out to Williams. Quickly down in the corner. Left side to Askey. Back out to Williams. Williams moves it over here to Creighton Burr. Bombs it down in the corner. Again, that's Slough. Back out to Burr for three. Shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Fox will play things in with 6 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the basketball game from Sandy Creek here tonight. Winner moves into the district championship ball game on Monday at Gibbon High School against a very good Southern Valley team. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Here's Jamison Esch. Now the Cardinals attacking in backcourt. Esch gets the ball here to Groffel. Groffel brings it back to Esch down the near sideline. Now he's double-teamed. Gets it back to Groffel. Dribbles once over to Tino. Tino, free throw line extended left side. Back out to Groffel. Comes here to Jamison Esch. To Caesar Tino. To Esch now. Top of the key. Esch hands the ball away. Gets her back. Dribbles it down on the baseline on the right side. Cross-court pass comes to Sheehy. He shot from the corner. Good. A three-pointer by Alex Sheehy. He has got 4 of those tonight. 12 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia has opened up a 7-point lead. 38-31 in the ballgame. Sheehy has been the hero tonight for St. Cecilia. And now we've got a foul called. That's going to go on Esch out here in 3 points. That's where he kind of puts this a little shove into Grady Cook out there. And picks up a personal foul. The official's keeping this one under control here tonight. Coming to the ball game is going to be Blake Treat now for Donovan Trumbull. Going out is going to be Grady Cook. 38-31 to score. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawks staying in the zone defense. Slough goes over to Ian Askey. Back out to Williams now. Williams picked up by Tino. The side is thrown out of bounds. Williams trying to get it over here to Ian. Ball game. St. Cecilia's got a 7-point lead, 38-31. And now what do we got? We got to the officials. We got a foul down here. Again, it was Esch going at it with Lorenzo Williams down here. No foul was called. The official stopping play. They have a couple of words there with, I think, both of those players. Fong, in the meantime, comes into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. 38-31 is the score. The Hawks have a 7-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Here's Jamison Ash with the ball. Ash is going to be guilty of the palming violation. The dribble got away from him. He was trying to drive the ball in the hole. 5.5 minutes to play in the basketball game from Sandy Creek tonight. 38-31 is the score. Saints are saying leading by 7 points. Here comes Jordan Slough. Slough picked up there by Cesar Tino. To the far sideline to bring her back to Slough. Now to Creighton Burr. To Slough. Far side to a... That's going to be Grady Cook is back into the ball game. Now to Slough. Top of the key. The Burr. His shot is up there and in. No, that's Ian Askey. He throws up the three from the right wing. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 38-34. The Hawks now with a 4-point lead with 5 minutes to play in the ball game. That's Tino with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Cesar Tino behind a screen. Tino trying to get away from Slough. Brings it to the top of the key. Now to Ash, who returns it back to Tino. Cesar Tino hands it away to Ash. Jamison Ash directing some traffic here. Moving with the ball. Bounce pass comes over to Tino. Lobs it inside to Hartford. Spins. Nice move to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Chris Hartford scoring. He's got 10 points in the ball game. That's his fourth field goal. 40-34 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead. Burr tries to shovel the ball off inside. It's off of the fingertips of Treat out of bounds. Burr had a dribble penetration down the line. He tried to shovel the ball away to Blake Treat, who lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 13 in the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here. In backcourt, 40-34 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead. Sheehy will inbound the ball. Sheehy looking. Lobs it here to the midcourt stripe. Tino has got it 2-on-2 as he scoops a shot up there. No good. Foul called. A 2-on-2 break after they got into their offensive zone there. Cesar Tino, an acrobatic shot down the lane with a little scoop shot that would not go. But he is fouled in a play here by Creighton Burr. That's going to be his third. And now Cesar Tino goes to the free throw line. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 40-34, St. Cecilia with the lead. As Tino goes to the line, his shot is up there, and the shot good. 41-34 now. 41-34. You hear Kevin Asher yelling the instructions out here. There's a next defensive possession. Here comes a Caesar back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, so he hits a couple of free throws. Hawks now have an 8-point lead, 42-34. With 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here's Askey with the ball on the wing for Donovan Trump. Askey holds it. Good defense out here by Sheehy. Bounce pass down in the corner. Grady Cook back into the ball game. Brings it back out to Slough. Dribble penetration down the right side of the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down the bounce by Hartford. Slough taking the ball to the hole there, but he runs into big old Chris Hartford down there for St. Cecilia. Blocks the ball out of bounds. That's going to be the 42nd block of the season for Chris Hartford. 42-34. Hawks with an 8-point lead. Here's Slough out here in 3-point territory. Moves it to the far sideline. Will Fong down to Slough to Askey. Down in the corner. Burr for three. Shot good. Creighton Burr knocks one down from deep in the right corner. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. And now Donovan Trumbull, head coach Steve Hart. Time out. We got ourselves a 5-point ball game. 3 minutes and is the play in regulation. The score, it's Hastings St. Cecilia 42, Donovan Trumbull 37.
With flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more, visit the new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 3 minutes, 55 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, 42-37. Hastings St. Cecilia's got a 5-point lead. Hawks will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Donovan Trumbull attacking back here in the defensive zone. Groflo's got it. Now to Sheehy. Races the ball to the offensive side of things. Sheehy. Bomb pass comes out on top to Caesar Tino. Man-to-man defense now for Donovan Trumbull. It's a Tino with the ball. Now to Sheehy. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Groflo. On the wing on the right side. Groflo dribbles once with the ball. Hands it away. Now to Esch. Moves the ball down on the baseline. Esch comes back out to a Groflo in three-point territory. 3.5 minutes to play in the game. St. Cecilia with a five-point lead. Tino falls down with the basketball and he travels with it. Tino falls down with the ball out here in three-point territory. And we've got a traveling violation called on Tino. That's the seventh turnover now on St. Cecilia. So Donovan Trumbull comes back with the ball. Brayton Burr will play things in. And now what do we have? We have some something to mop up here on the floor as the officials will grab a towel here off of the St. Cecilia bench and mop up out here on the floor at Sandy Creek. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the ball game. 42-37 is the score. Winner of this one moves on to the district championship ball game on Monday night at Gibbon High School against Southern Valley. Here's Slough with the ball for Donovan Trumbull. A rainbow pass goes down in the corner to the right side to Askey. Now to Burr. Entry pass deflected away. The ball's brought down by Tino. Turnover there on number 14 on Donovan Trumbull as they try to force the ball inside to Grady Cook. Tino down the lane. Scoop shot. Good. Caesar Tino finds a seam of the defense. And now St. Cecilia's got a seven-point lead. 44-37 with 3 minutes to play. Burr from the elbow. Shot good. Creighton Burr hits one. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. 44-39. St. Cecilia out on top now with 2:45 to play. Tino has got the ball. Caesar Tino out here in three-point territory. They hand it away. That's Esch with the ball. Now it's going to be stolen away. Stolen away by Slough. He drives, shoots, and scores. Slough gets the steal, and he gets the field goal at the other end for Donovan Trumbull. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. The Hawks have 8 turnovers. 44-41 is the score. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the ball game. Esch has got the ball here on the near side. Takes it down on the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Riley Wilkfong for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Cardinals. So a non-shooting situation here. Coming into the ball game now will be Brooks Asher. Going out is going to be Groflo for St. Cecilia. 44-41 is the score. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Acing St. Cecilia's got the lead. Hawks will inbound. Esch gets it to Hartford. Hands it back to Esch. 4-3. Shot good. Jamison Esch now with 11. The Hawks have a 6-point lead. 47-41. Wilfong for 3 from the corner. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Tino. Caesar Tino has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Hands it away now to Esch. Esch bringing the ball up against the pressure of Donovan Trumbull to Tino. And we got a foul call as Tino is knocked down in the play. Burr was there, and he's going to pick up his fourth personal foul. So Creighton Burr now with 4. A minute and 58 seconds to play here in regulation. 47-41. Hawks have a 6-point lead. St. Cecilia looking for their second win of the season over Donovan Trumbull here this year. They played these guys way back in the third game of the season when the Hawks beat them by the score of 44-31. It's now 47-41 here in this ball game, and now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout as Hartford had the ball here on the wing on the right side. So a minute and 50 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 47, Donovan Trumbull 41.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Facing St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull for the C29 sub-district championship ball game. The Hawks have a 47-41 lead. Donovan Trumbull led at halftime 19-18. Cardinals had a 10-point lead early in the second quarter here tonight. But now it's St. Cecilia with a 6-point advantage. St. Cecilia with the ball. Esch will play things into Sheehy. Down in the corner, Tino. He drives it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Burr. Outlet pass comes to Slough. Slough running back the other way. Down the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down by Hartford. Picked up by Slough. Outside to Askey for 3. Shot good. Askey nails his third 3-pointer of the ball game. 47-44. Now it's a three-point lead for St. Cecilia. Hawks have the ball. Double team down in the corner is going to be Grauffel. Grauffel has still got it. Now he's in trouble, and a foul is going to be called. Grauffel was trapped down there in the corner. Wilfong picks up the personal foul for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be his second. That's going to be the 17th foul on the Cardinals. So it's 47-44 with a minute and 20 seconds to play in regulation. Now Grauffel goes to the free throw line, just a 56% foul shooter in the season. One out of two so far tonight. Grauffel looks up there. Grauffel's free throw, good. 48-44, Hastings St. Cecilia with a four-point lead over 7th-ranked Donovan Trumbull tonight. As Grauffel will toe the mark for his second one. A two-possession ball game now, but boy, Donovan Trumbull, they can shoot the three, and they've got plenty of guys that can do it. Grauffel will go back to the line. Eyes it, flies it, shot good. Two free throws by Joel Grauffel. It's 49-44. Here comes Slough back with the ball. Slough, top of the key, now to Burr. Throws it over here to Askey on the wing on the right side. Down to Slough. Left sideline. Grady kick for the ball. A pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tino. He drives, shoots, and scores. Sees a Tino with a steal. And he scored at the other end. He's got 13 points in the ball game. 51-44 is the score now. Here's a long-range jumper by Burr. Shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Tino. Now with 55 seconds to play. St. Cecilia back with the ball down the near sideline. That's going to be Sheehy, and she's going to be fouling the play here by Askey. Askey picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So going to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia is going to be Alex Sheehy. He has had a good ball game tonight. He's knocked down 4 3-pointers in the ball game. He has got 12 points. So Alex Sheehy will toe the mark here. He's a 61% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and bounces off of the right side, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Burr, now to Slough. 45 seconds to play. Slough for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Tino. Tino's got the ball with 38 seconds to play, and he's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by Burr. And for Creighton Burr, that's going to be number 5 on him. So Creighton Burr comes to the sidelines now with 37 seconds to play. Burr fouls out of the ball game for Donovan Trumbull. Burry, 6'4" junior for the Cardinals. Now going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. 51-44 is the score. The Blue Hawks have a 7-point lead with 37 seconds remaining. Tino's free throw is up there. The shot is good. 52-44. So the other four Blue Hawks will now drop back into their defensive zone here. Four Cardinals around the lane. And Cesar Tino, 52-44. Hawks have the lead. Cesar looks up there. Next one is up. It's good. So a couple of free throws by Tino. He's now got 15 in the ball game. 53-44. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. Here's Jordan Slough. Slough out here in 3-point territory. Over to Askey. Down in the corner. Bombs away for three. Shot good. Deep in the right corner. A three-pointer is thrown up there by Riley Wilfong. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and it's a three-pointer from the deep right corner. Still a two-possession ball game here, gang. We've got a timeout. Donovan Trumbull, 26 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 53, Donovan Trumbull 47.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here, it's Sandy Creek High School. 53-47 is the score. Sandy Creek, rather, Donovan Trumbull is trailing in the ball game to Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks will have the ball after Riley Wilfong nails a three-pointer from deep in the right corner for the Cardinals. And now Donovan Trumbull trying to force a turnover back here. They've got all 5 players back here in the backcourt. As St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. That's Sheehy getting it into a Brooks Asher. He's double-teamed. Asher has the ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called. So now Brooks Asher will go to the free throw line here. A 5'11" freshman for the Blue Hawks. They're trying to tack on some more points here for insurance. 24 seconds remaining. The winner plays in the district championship ball game on Monday night. It's going to be a quick turnaround. They'll face a very good Southern Valley team. Brooks Asher to the line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Asher is 77% foul shooter on the season. That's his first miss here tonight on his first opportunity. 53-47 is the score. Next shot is up there by Asher. That one is good. So it's one out of two. 54-47. Now we've got to Hartford coming back into the ball game for St. Cecilia, and Asher will come to the bench. Here comes Slough back the other way. Jordan Slough running her back into the offensive zone. Slough has still got it. Hops to the free throw line. Throws it out here to Askey for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Groffle of St. Cecilia. He's fouling the play. So it's going to be St. Cecilia going to the free throw line again with 12 seconds to play. Donovan Trumbull was sitting seventh in the point standings as far as a possible wild card, but I don't think they're going to be able to use it. We'll see when the final tallies here. There are a lot of things will have to go their way to get a wild card for the state tournament. As Groffle throws up a free throw, it's going to be good. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull, 16-6 on the season coming into this ball game here tonight. Next shot by Groffle is up there. It's going to be no good, but we got a whistle. And what happened? Somebody was in the lane too soon. So Groffle is going to have another shot here. Somebody was in the lane too soon there. So Groffle will have another chance with 12 seconds to play. Coming up after the ball game, we'll announce our player of the game, and also we'll have the coach's post-game show with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. It appears the Hawks will move on to play in that district championship ball game on Monday as they take on Southern Valley on Monday. That'll be at Gibbon High School Monday night at 7. So both Gibbon, or rather both St. Cecilia and Adams Central will be playing in the district championship games on Monday. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in by Groffle. Running back the other way is going to be Wolfong. He throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Askey as the basketball is stripped away. It's picked up by Cesar Tino. And that's going to be the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia beats Donovan Trumbull tonight. The Blue Hawks will move on to the district championship ball game on Monday night against Southern Valley. St. Cecilia now 11-13 on the season. We'll move on into the district championship ball game after picking up a win here tonight over the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, 56-47. Donovan Trumbull will wrap up their season with a mark of 16-7 here tonight. And again, it's going to be iffy at best to maybe secure a wild card berth in Class C2 to get to the state tournaments. It's not likely for the Cardinals. This one is over. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 56-47. Back with a recap after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Godfather's Pizza in Hastings has a new pizza on the menu. For a limited time, we are offering a Philly cheesesteak pizza topped with olive oil, garlic, American cheese, real steak, peppers, onions, and real mozzarella cheese. Get a large for $21.99 or a medium for $17.99. Dine in, carry out, drive through, or delivery. Call us at 402-461-0386 or come into 1414 North Burlington. Philly cheesesteak pizza. That's a pizza you can't refuse.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Sandy Creek High School here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Donovan Trumbull in the C2-9 sub-district final. Final score 56-47. The Hawks win it tonight. St. Cecilia now 11-13 in the season. They'll play at Gibbon on Monday night against Southern Valley. Donovan Trumbull wraps up their year 16-7. For the Blue Hawks tonight, Cesar Tino leading the way. He had 15 points in the basketball game. Tino knocks down 1 3-pointer in the ball game. Then he had 4 2-point field goals. He was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Tino scores 15 in the second half for the Hawks. Alex Shee, he had 4 3-pointers. He was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He had 12. Jamison Esch also in double figures as he scores 11 points in the ball game tonight. Esch knocked down 1, 2, 3 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. So Esch with 11 points, and Chris Hartford chipped in with 10 tonight. He had 4 field goals. He was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Joel Groffel had 7 points tonight, a field goal, 5 out of 6 from the line. 1 point for Brooks Asher. He was 1 out of 2 from the line. St. Cecilia, 12 out of 17 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight. Unofficially, 8 turnovers in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull, 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. They did not get there very much. They had 14 turnovers. Creighton Burr led the way. He had 11 points in the ball game. Burr, he had 2 3-pointers, and he had a couple of 2-point field goals, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Ian Askey, he had 9 points on 3 threes. Blake Treat, he had 4 field goals for 8. Jordan Slough, he had a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals for 7. Grady Cook had a couple of field goals. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6. Other scores for Donovan Trumbull, Riley Wolfong knocked down a 3-pointer for 3. Lorenzo Williams had a 3-pointer for 3. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 56-47. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show. This high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics.
Right,
stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at Sandy Creek High School, it was a 56-47 win for the Blue Hawks here tonight. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Cesar Tino leading the way, 15 points in the ball game. Alex Sheehy had 12 points. Chris Hartford had 10. Jamison Esch had 11 points in the ball game. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia is going to be Cesar Tino. He comes up with 15 points in the second half of play. Knocks down 4 free throws in the second half. Also had one. He had a couple of 1 3-pointer, 4 2-point field goals. And he was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. He powered his team to a victory here tonight. 15 second half points as the Blue Hawks knock off 7th ranked Donovan Trumbull by a score of 56-47. Cesar Tino, our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach's post game shows up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Ream dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coach's post-game show.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight 56-47 over Donovan Trumbull as Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, a great effort for the team here tonight. A great team effort as you come out to victorious.
Yeah, it was. Our kids really stuck together, and I kind of expected that. That's kind of the mentality they've had. They're just a really neat group of kids to coach. And, you know, you fall down early in a game like this, but I really felt that, you know, things were outside of our offense. I felt defensively we were kind of doing what we wanted to do. So usually if you can feel that way, you know, your offense, we just needed to be a little more aggressive. With it.
You talked in the pregame show, you kind of caught Donovan Trumbull off guard the first time you played him, played some zone. You would expect that they would expect you to play zone tonight. You did, and it was very effective tonight.
Yeah, you know, we planned, you know, all season throughout, you know, that's kind of what you look at as your district. And we don't play a lot of zone, but this team is a type of team that has such great athletes, and you got to slow those athletes down somehow. And, you know, they attack certain ways and a lot different than they did the first time. But, you know, you got to hit a lot of shots against a zone. And, you know, they hit some threes, timely threes maybe to cut into our lead. But once we got the lead, I think our kids really picked up their aggressiveness too and got a few steals here and there. And, you know, I thought our seniors just really stepped up the whole second half.
It looked like they really knew what they wanted to do to attack this zone. They were trying a couple of things. They didn't work. Like you said, they knocked down some threes. But I thought they were confused offensively out there for the most part.
Yeah, you know, when your kids – you know, come to practice and we've been just hounding different drills against the zone. We kind of covered the spots that we knew that we had to, short corner, high post, and, you know, the corner three from Askey and Burr. We just had a feeling, you know, and they hit some. I said the kids are only worth three. They're not worth six. And understand that if they're not beating us in the block and they're not beating us in the high post, I really thought that we had a good chance.
You had a little bit of a scoring drought in the first half of play. It went a long time without scoring. Talk about that.
Well, I didn't think we had any rhythm, no movement. We were trying to do a lot of one-on-one type stuff, and they're just such good athletes, and then they're big inside, so when you do get to the rim, I told our kids to be aggressive on the drive, and maybe that was something I should have emphasized a little bit more, ball movement and screening. I think we were trying to drive too much early in the game, and the ball probably felt like it had 10, 12 pounds of pressure in it, you know, and we just were silly turnovers and not really getting into any type of rhythm. So I, you know, we've got to do better, you know, on Monday night, but we definitely had a spell there where we just didn't have any rhythm.
We got it back to within the 19-18, despite how poorly you played offensively. Got it back to within 1 point maybe at halftime, and that probably jump started your second half.
It did. When we were down 17-7, I really thought that we needed something. You know, we went on an 11-1 run, I think, somewhere in there. And, you know, Jameson Esch, and I think Sheehy hit a couple threes in that stretch. I think we had three threes in the second quarter. And, you know, we're a three-point shooting team. We're going to hit some threes. We got to live, you know, a little bit out there at times. And, you know, once you hit one or two, it kind of loosens us up for the second half because we came out well and played really well in the third quarter.
You got the lead, and it looked like Donovan Trumbull was kind of pressing a little bit. Everything they wanted to do, they were just
well, and that's what happens. I mean, the momentum swings a little differently this time of the year, and when we did get the momentum, our kids, you know, picked up their defense just a little bit, and you know, and then that forces teams into playing a different style, and maybe they were taking a shot or two that they weren't, you know, programmed to take, and sometimes, you know, that's just the nature of kids, and but I thought our kids, you know, just kind of kept closing them out as the game went on.
Caesar with 15 points in the second half.
Well, the kid, I didn't think he got off to a great start. He looked like he was just trying to press too much. And I told him at half, I said, let the offense come to you, and you'll be fine. And he found some seams to get to the rim. He hit a three right away to start the second half. And, you know, I think that first shot that goes down for a kid kind of changes their mentality a lot in a game. And he definitely, you know, stepped up and really went to the hole.
Hey, like you said, Alex Sheehy came up with some big, big threes in the ball game. Had four of them tonight.
Yeah, you know, he's been kind of our silent, most steady basketball player all season long. I really like the way he, you know, approaches the game. He's very defensive-minded, but he's a type of kid. He's a great golfer and a great kid that, you know, can hit that birdie putt. So we don't mind him shooting the ball. He has green light all night long, as do all of our guards at this point. So, you know, he has played well for us. He hasn't got a lot of accolades, you know, but he always comes up, it seems like, every night with that one or two stats that you look at and you go, wow, that's the type of player you want.
Now, what's the attitude in the locker room? You guys get to move on to a district championship game.
What I really liked about our attitude when we walked in there, I thought it'd be, you know, kids hanging from the rafters, but they're excited. They're, you know, this is where we wanted to be. We've worked hard for it all this year, but they know they've got a very big challenge ahead of them. Southern Valley is a very good basketball team. They're excited, but they know they've got one more step to get to, you know, the ultimate goal.
Coaches never look ahead, but in this case, you had to, Coach. You've had plenty of time to take a look at Southern Valley. This is a great basketball team we'll see on Monday.
Yeah, they are. They got the big kid, 6'9", and, you know, his name's Kachera, I think, and he does a great job of every facet of the basketball game. He reminds me a lot of Zach Stirrup when I had him. He can pass. He can shoot from face up. He can go to the rim on the block. Just an overall good player, and then their guards are excellent. They run four or five guards in and out, and they just do an excellent job of cutting off of him. And they got a couple really nice three-point shooters. And, you know, I think we know what they're going to do, but it's a matter of 24 hours, and you better be ready to do it.
One step away from Lincoln. That's going to feel good with this bunch. You guys, one more step, and we can head back down to Lincoln.
Yeah, I know. You know, we break with thinking about state every night, you know, and that's what 60 some practices and a lot of film sessions and all the things we work for is an opportunity to play for state championship. And there's 12 teams left plus the wild cards, and hopefully, you know, we're one of those teams.
Okay, we'll see you Monday.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia, and the Hawks win it tonight over 7th-ranked Donovan Trumbull here at Sandy Creek. The final score of 56-47. Take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight. Again, the final score of 56-47. Cesar Tino coming up with 15 second-half points for the Blue Hawks. Alex Sheehy had 12. Jameson Esch had 11 points. Chris Hartford had 10. Donovan Trumbull had a 10-point lead with 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. That's a 17-7. The Hawks chipped away, got it within the 19-18 by halftime. Eventually tied the score at 21 points apiece early in the third quarter, then went ahead at 23-21, then it was all Saint Cecilia's. They had the momentum on their side. They led 33-31 at the end of three quarters of play, and the Hawks go on to win by a score of 56-47. So Saint Cecilia will play for the district championship on Monday night They'll play at Gibbon against Southern Valley. And as the coach just mentioned, a very good basketball team. It'll be a 7 o'clock starting time. We'll let you know about their broadcast plans as we put them together over the weekend. Adams Central is also going to be playing on Monday night. They'll be playing in Grand Island at Grand Island Northwest against Milford for the district championship there. So St. Cecilia takes a step towards state tournament time again. The Hawks go to 11 wins and 13 losses on the season as we Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 56-47. That'll wrap things up from Sandy Creek here tonight. From my producer and engineer, John Debrin, back at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sandy Creek.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net.
Catch all right, we will see you Monday, my man.
All season long. On Hastings Link, the local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.